Yeah, it is. Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN. What's going on, everybody? Yo, do me a favor. Pump the brakes. Slow down. It's raining out there. Treacherous conditions by Southern California standards. Slow it down. Chill out with us. Get to where you're going safely. And let's all have a terrific holiday weekend. Good afternoon. Kirk Morrison, how are you?
Oh, Scotty, I'm doing okay, man. Just okay. A lot going on, brother. Sorry to bring it down to you already. I tried to get a root canal today, Scotty.
Tell me about
it. I don't think you expected that, the first thing that come out of my mouth. But, yeah, tried to get a root canal today and had a panic attack. Can you believe that?
No way.
Man, big football player, former football player. I go into the dentist's office. I sit down. And, you know, I'm like a lot of Americans out there who have dental benefits that are trying to use them up before the year's over.
Right.
Right, you know? So, you know, I tried to walk in, thought I was going to be cool and everything is going to go my way. And sat down and just, whoa, it just hit me, you know? So just kind of had to reschedule. Said, hey, wow. this isn't going to happen today, brother. Just looked at him and he says, no, we're going to do this. And he tried to talk to me. He was like, look. You're going to do this. You're going to sit down, and you're going to give me about 5 minutes, and then once we really get going, you're going to be nice and calm, and you're going to be cool. And I looked at him and said, brother, it's not happening today. I'm just telling you. Brother, it is not happening. I'm just telling you. And it's like, no, I deal with athletes a lot, and don't worry. Hey, man, I'm just telling you right now, I'm just not in the mental space because I also had to make sure I was there for my buddy Cap. So I said, dude, if you can't get me out of here by 3:15, bro, we can't do this. We can't do this because I got to be there for Cap. And so now he tells me, like, he says, sit down. I can get you there. And then he sat me down, and all of a sudden they put that blinding light in my eye,
yeah.
And it just, boom. It's not like the Men in Black, you know, where they put the little laser beam and you forget everything.
Yeah.
Like, they put that light in your eye, and now everything, like, brightens up. And now everything is, like, you're, like, bright-eyed. You're wide-eyed. And I'm like, where am I at? And so I told him, hey, man, this just ain't going to happen today. So sorry to bring it down so quickly, Cap, but just had to let you know. Stepped into the life of Kirk Morrison, man.
Well, hold on a second. I have a few questions. First and foremost, I want to say I'm glad you're here. But my first question is this.
Yeah.
So you thought you were going to get a root canal earlier today? And then you were going to be on the radio for 2 hours?
That's my question too.
Absolutely, because it's not necessarily a situation in which you you're like you're knocked out or anything. I wasn't going to be knocked out. I was just going to be slightly sedated, but nothing of the something that would keep me off the air.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But don't you think? I'm just wondering if you were thinking this at all, because this is what I'd be thinking.
Right.
Don't you think like, hey, when I get done with the root canal? I'm going to get done about 3:15.
Yeah.
I'm going to get in my car. I'm going to drive home, which, by the way, I don't think you're supposed to drive after
a root canal. I don't think so.
Yeah, you can. No, I have.
Really?
Yes.
I've never had a root canal, so I shouldn't be speaking.
Look, I'm not full anesthesia, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not. That's the thing about it, because we had this conversation.
Yeah, you don't go under for a root canal.
Yeah,
no.
You're going under.
I feel like
under. That's painful. Yeah, but like,
y'all think I'm, no. Now, if I was getting a tooth extraction, that's totally different.
Isn't it the same thing? I don't know.
No, it's not the same thing, and they also don't put you under for that either.
Really?
Wait, but don't
I love
think,
my
though,
dentist. We don't do nothing like that.
Don't you think, though, that when regardless of general anesthetics, local anesthetics, whatever it may be, don't you think that like when you get done with a root canal,
right,
that they would have like I don't know, like gauze in your mouth or something that's like sucking up whatever, and then you come on the radio and you're like, hey, Cam Akers.
No,
you don't think so?
Not at all. No, Cam, yeah. See what you did there. No. No, not at all. And we had this conversation before we even started. So I said, look, man, this is what's going on. You know, we've talked about it already. I'm arriving early. You know, I got there, you know, a nice little time in advance. I got there about, my appointment was at 2. I'm there about 1 o'clock. You know?
Oh, early?
Yeah, I'm there early. I got there. Uh-huh. No, actually, let me stop. I was there at 1:15.
Okay.
So I got there at 1:15 because, you know, you got to get there early because they're going to give you about 500 sheets to sign, right? And then they got to do like 5 COVID tests, you know what I mean? Or, mm-hmm. you know, check your temperature. You got to say, have you been around somebody with COVID? I'm like, no, I know people with COVID, but I ain't been around them. You know what I'm saying? So does that count or not? Like, oh, no, it doesn't count. Okay, all right, cool. Anyway, so you answer all those questions. No. And then they try to get me at the end. Like, are you vaccinated? Like, ooh, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, okay, are you vaccinated? Yes.
Oh, and you didn't tell him you were immunized? You shouldn't use the Aaron Rodgers line.
I didn't go Aaron Rodgers on. I was like, are you vaccinated? Yes, I'm a Disney employee. Yes, we're vaccinated. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's not a big secret. Everybody knows. If you work for Disney, hey, everybody, you got to be vaccinated. Let's just be real. Anyway, so I digress now because, I you know, we had the conversation. And so we sat down and we talked about everything. I said, okay, everything's cool. Then he started to open up the tooth. And when he opened up the tooth, I was like, okay, we're going good. Then all of a sudden, it just... boom, I don't know. And so now I got home, told my wife what happened, and now she's telling me, yeah, we made it to go to a, what is it? Actually, I can go ask her real quick and come back, but there's like a sleep dentist that I can talk to that they specialize in actually putting you to sleep like a hypnotist.
Nice.
And then performing the root canal. So
but are you
there's a lot going on
really...
in the Morrison household. I knew that I was going to be able to work with Cap today, and that's what really took precedence. Because he said, look, how about take a deep breath, give me about 20 minutes. And I said, no, I can't stand up, Cap. Are you serious? You want me to tell Cap I'm not coming in because I can't get the root? No, I'm telling you right now, Cap comes first, and then I'll get the root canal on January 3rd. How about
that? Well, I'm very honored by this, but again, I still have to ask some other questions, which is this. Are you, when you say you had a panic attack, do you mean like you freaked out like you weren't going to make the show, or do you mean like you legit had like a real panic attack? Because I've never really had one. Whoa. And I know people say that when you have them, you feel like you're going to die. Like you feel like, you know, there's the weight of the world on your chest and you can't breathe. So do you mean like a panic attack, or do you mean like you just said, I'm not going to make the show, I got to go?
Yeah, it was a quick panic attack. Yeah, you have it. You feel like the weight of your shoulders. And because also, too, and I didn't think we were going to get into this in the show, but seriously, this is what happens. So many times in your life, you're always in control, right? You're always in control of what you do, right? You go out, get in the car, put your seatbelt on, you're driving. You know, you're in control of your surroundings, of where you're going, where you're doing. When you're in that chair and you sit down, you are no longer in control. You don't control what's going on. And so this is something that I've also dealt with when I was a former NFL player as well, that there are situations where you are not in control and you have to handle that. And so for me, you have to be more relaxed. You have to be calm. I was already kind of worked up, and I think that added to it. And so then, you know, thinking in the back of my mind, like, okay, we got to get this show on the road. And so now I got all of this going on. And so I had a quick panic attack where it feels like the world is closing in on you. And it's like, no, 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 no. And you're breaking free. Like, no, I'm in control. And so I said, look, hey, Doc, we can't do this. And so that was it. That was the story.
Really? And had he started anything? I mean, because you kind of made it seem like he started drilling in.
Oh, yeah. He started drilling. Yeah, it started. It started going. And they put all the apparatus around me. And I was going. And I just said, I just can't do this right now. It just suddenly happened. Like, I can't do this. And I know I'm not the only one out there. I know there's some listeners out there who probably have gone through a similar situation. And I get it. You know, not everybody wants to go to the dentist. But, you know, obviously I had some, you know, I had to use up my insurance for the rest of the year. So I had to go get all that stuff done. But even still, that was, yeah. So that's how I'm starting Sedano and Cap on a Thursday.
Wow. Hey, the show must go on, baby.
It must go on.
It is
show business.
And
just let them know, Doc, I made it. I'm here. So if you're listening, I'll see you on the third.
Laura?
I'll see you next year.
Lindsay, I mean, just feedback, instant feedback here on what Kirk Morrison has started the show with today. What do you guys think of what you just heard?
Well, Kirk, I love the dentist, so I don't know. But I'm glad you're here. Happy to have you. It's always a good time with you. So,
yeah.
You know, I do feel maybe you might have forgotten you had to do the show, and you're like, oh, snap, I got to go. But,
no,
you know.
No. I told them before, like, when I made the appointment, I told them, I said, how long is this thing going to be? And they're like, oh, it's only going to be.
They lie.
Have you ever had a root canal before, Kirk?
No, I have never. So I've never done it before.
Yeah, I think if you did, you would know it's not a good idea to schedule a root canal, especially, you know, so close to doing a radio show, because once like because you don't get put under for a root canal, and it's not that bad because you're completely numb with Novocaine. But then once the Novocaine wears off, like half hour, hour afterwards, your mouth is so sore, and the last thing you want to do is talk.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing that you didn't do it today. And I was
told differently, by the way.
They lied.
So I was lied to?
It gets sore and it hurts. You'll be fine. You wake up the next day and you'll be fine. But I just think that doing a radio show immediately after having a root canal, I would not advise, you know, I'd advise against it. And it's happened to me too, actually, where I had a root canal where they couldn't get my roots because my roots were too small. They couldn't get them all out. So I started having a panic attack because, you know, when you're on Novocaine and you feel like you can't swallow because it's all like...
See, there it is.
That's what happened to me. And then I was like, just, you know, I'll come back another day or I'll go to someone else because I was freaking out because he took too long to do it.
I wonder how that's often crazy. Somebody is in the dentist's chair or oral surgeon or whatever, and the guy or girl, whoever's working on you, starts the job. And then in the middle of it, you go, hey, doc, stop right now. I can't do this right now.
I've done that.
Yeah, that's what happened to me.
Yeah.
Did it sound like that, by the way? Like there's all this stuff in your mouth?
Just exactly. Like you just
brought back
a bad memory right now.
Don't traumatize the guy. He just became cool, calm, and collected, and you're over here traumatizing him.
That's true. I don't want to traumatize him.
Yeah, we got a show to do.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, listen, I thought to myself, I say, you know, hey, man, I got to get up. I'm going to have to drink some caffeine before we get on the air. Because, Kirk, I was telling the guys yesterday, I got my booster shot yesterday.
Oh, okay.
And so what I heard from everybody was, I heard a couple of different stories. The first one was, you're going to get your booster shot, and about 4 hours after the booster, that's when it's going to kick in, and that's when you're going to feel it, and that's when it's going to knock you down. So at 4 hours after I'd gotten my booster yesterday, I was like, okay, so far... I'm following somebody else's game plan, Motrin, 1,000 milligrams of Motrin. I'm feeling pretty good. Then this morning, a friend of mine told me, I said, hey, I got my booster shot. And he said, oh, dude, I got knocked down for 2 days. And I said, well, how long after the booster shot? And he said, 18 hours after the booster. And I said, oh, no. So today, at about the 18-hour mark, which was about 3 o'clock this afternoon, I was like, okay, I'm good. All I've got is a sore arm. Right now, sore arm. That's all. And then all of a sudden, I like hit a wall of exhaustion, and I took like a 30-minute nap. And I woke up, and I didn't know really where I was, and I didn't know what was going on. And then my alarm was going off, and I was like, oh, no, we've got a show meeting that's supposed to start at 3:30. And like I showed up late. I didn't have a panic attack. I just was in a state of panic, all because of the booster kind of knocked me down for like 30 minutes. But I want to just say to everybody out there who's listening, I got the booster. Just keep in mind, double vaxxed. Had a breakthrough case, got the booster, and all I have is a sore arm. I'm telling you, other than a 30-minute nap, I feel totally normal. I feel totally fine. So different reactions for different people. And all I can tell you is sore arm, a little, not too bad, really. Right now, everything's a go. Just to be clear, everything's a go right now.
All right, there you go, man. Okay, look at you doing what's a... You're a D to society. No, I appreciate that too, Cap. It's just a lot, man. Like, you just don't know. Because, see, everybody's body is different. That's what I learned from a strength coach, by the way. Strength coach. And when I was playing in the NFL, he always used to say, know your body. And that your body is different than another body. And it's all like, you kind of laugh. Like, come on, man. That sounds silly. But it is true.
It is true. It is. Hey, speaking of people's bodies, I can't wait to hear what you have to say about this. You know, the Rams come up with a big win against Seattle. You did the pre and the post and the half, so I know you were very close to the game and watching everything that was going on. But the game's on a Tuesday, and here we are on a Thursday. And I think the interesting headline about the Rams is the return of Cam Akers from an Achilles injury that normally knocks somebody out for at least a full season. But Cam Akers is going to attempt in these final few weeks to make a comeback and get in uniform and try and contribute to this Rams season. I want to hear what you think about that. Plus, the Lakers are playing the Spurs tonight. I know we got a lot of stuff that we want to get into there. And it's the holiday season. It's the day before Christmas Eve, so we'll talk a lot about that. We're just getting going. Kirk Morrison is in for Sedano.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
On a rainy, gray, cold Thursday afternoon, This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN. Wherever you are driving around, slow down, pump the brakes, chill out. Kirk Morrison, myself, at UNEEQ underscore, at Lindsay Baseball. We'll get you home. We'll get you home safely. Because Kirk Morrison, tomorrow's Christmas Eve, then Christmas Day, then Boxing Day on Sunday, which I didn't even know was a thing. Somebody just told me about Boxing Day. Does anybody know what that is?
Where we get all the boxes and we put them in the recycling bin?
That's exactly what I said. Exactly, precisely what I said. That is exactly what I... No, somebody told me it's like more of a British thing, like the day after Christmas is called Boxing Day. Does anybody know about this, or am I new to this thing as well?
No, you got me on this one.
You got me, too.
You got my ears up for this.
It's the day after Christmas.
I don't know. Somebody should Google what it really means, because I don't really know. But so, I read a headline like, you know, English Cap. Soccer teams cancel games on Boxing Day. I'm like, oh, Boxing Day. What exactly Cap. Is that? Yeah.
It's funny because Lindsay kept telling you what it is and you just like rolled through
it. I was wondering if you couldn't hear me because I kept saying it's the day after Christmas. And then I started explaining what it was. And you're like, can somebody tell me? Could somebody tell me?
I heard you say the day after Christmas, but that's all I heard. So tell me more.
Well, it originated from, like you said, it's in like Britain, the UK, I guess. Mm-hmm. And it originated as like a holiday to give gifts to the less fortunate. And so I think it's still kind of like it's morphed into a gift giving holiday. It's not the same thing as Christmas, but I think it still has that connotation to it.
Okay. All right. See, I didn't know about this. And then I read a headline. Like I said, games canceled on Boxing Day. I'm like, Boxing Day? What exactly is Boxing Day? And I thought like Kirk thought. I was like, oh, this must be the day you clean up the boxes. You throw the stuff all out. Or my second guess was that's the day you box up your Christmas tree. You know?
Yeah.
So ain't nobody do that. We wait forever.
Right. I know. I drive by some people's houses and I'm like, look at these people. It is June and their Christmas tree
is still
up.
Okay, that's ridiculous. No one should have that. I usually do the Christmas tree like a few days after Thanksgiving. The only time I did the do not do this, but like I did it before Thanksgiving. And then this year I was like, I literally did it this week. I'm like, it's going to be up for like 2 weeks max and then it's out. We don't got time for this.
It
takes
you.
Forever to put it up and put it down.
Kirk, let me get your opinion on what's going on now with the Rams. And when I say what's going on, the headline is Cam Akers is expected to return. Now, this is really interesting because when you hear of an athlete, especially a young guy before training camp, tears an Achilles in a private workout, you're like, okay, well, he's gone for the season. There's nothing he can do. And that's why the Rams found themselves in a position early in training camp. Are they going to go out and get a veteran back? Are they going to go with what they have? They said they were going to just go with what they had, but ultimately they wound up going out and making a trade for Sony Michel, who, by the way, in the last 2 or 3 weeks has been a much bigger factor in the Rams offense. But the headline of Cam Akers practicing and possibly returning, what do you think about that?
You know, I think this is great news for the Rams. Obviously, they may be able to get a game changer back for them, a guy who last year led them in rushing in the postseason, against Seattle, against Green Bay, had a couple of outstanding games. More because when you saw what he did in the postseason last year, you couldn't wait to see him this year. You say, oh, man, he was just a rookie a year ago. Can't wait to see what it looks like in year two for Cam Akers. And then obviously you mentioned he had the Achilles injury during his summer workouts, did not go to camp, and so he had the surgery. And I think that we have to understand, too, that these surgeries now, and the thing is, I don't know to what extent he tore his Achilles, right? Not every fracture is the same. Not every tear is the same. So I don't know to what extent it could have been a partial tear, could have been a half a tear, because for a guy to come back that quick, right? You know, this happened in July, and then you're already talking about the end of the year. He's already practicing with the Rams. This is huge news for the Rams, but remember, he just is activated to start the window. And so I want to make sure people understand this. When you're coming off IR, you're now activated. When they say activated, he has 21 days. So he can have 21 days of practice. And then the Rams have to make a decision. Does he revert back to IR or will he be a part of the Rams roster for at least a game or possibly for the postseason? So the Rams actually had to start this if they feel like he can be ready for the postseason, because he's got 21 days to practice. If he looks good, if he's healthy enough, he makes the roster for the postseason. If he does not, well, he just reverts back to IR, and it probably won't be a factor for the Rams this postseason. So it's a lot of moving parts, but just for him to be out practicing, obviously that's huge news for the Rams.
Yeah, and I just wonder if the Rams are doing what you're talking about here, which is taking the opportunity to see what he looks like. And if he looks really great, then maybe we decide to use him. If he looks okay, but we think Sony Michel and we think Henderson, we think these guys are in a better situation, and everybody's healthy, then we don't need him. Why take the risk with him? Because, I mean, I'm just thinking about his body being conditioned for late season and then postseason NFL football. No preseason games, no games during the regular season, and you're going to come back. Now, you might argue that, yeah, he's really fresh, but I wonder if it's worth taking the risk for the following year. But on the other hand, I suppose if you're the Rams and you've kind of put all your eggs into this season's basket, and if he's healthy and available and you think he strengthens your team, given the fact that the Rams are in go-for-it mode, maybe he does wind up finding himself playing.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's a like I said, it's a great move for the Rams. They were able to say, you know what, we got this window of time. Let's activate him, see what we got. And we know in this week-to-week league of the NFL, you never know what can happen, right? Especially with the COVID cases. You never know. Now, Darrell Henderson was on the COVID case. I think that may mean that he will be exempt from testing for the rest of the season because he's already contracted it. So we'll see what that happens. But we don't know what happens with Sony Michel. Just there's too many variables over the next couple of weeks, Scott, that honestly you just don't know. So to have a guy who may be available for you, yeah, that's a huge plus for them. But remember, I think he's a game-breaking back. I mean, could he be the third back for the Rams in this postseason if they make it there? Or, you know, do they need him in the final game of the regular season? Who knows? But I think just to have that luxury of having a guy like Cam Akers back, man, that's just huge.
Yeah, because you think about when Odell Beckham was signed and how, I mean, I would have argued back then, in fact, I did, that the Rams really didn't need Odell Beckham.
Right.
But what happened is the day they signed him, 2 days later, that's when Robert Woods got hurt. And then you went, wow, that turned into a really fortunate signing, because 2 days ago I would have argued they don't really need Odell Beckham. And today, given that Robert Woods was hurt and you know isn't going to play the remainder of the year, I'm like, okay, now that's a fortunate signing. So maybe, I think your point is right on, that with so many moving parts right now in all sports,
yes,
to have a guy like Cam Akers get himself back into playing shape over the course of the next 3 weeks and make a decision later down the line, who knows? Maybe the decision gets made for the Rams because we don't know what happens with their running backs, whether it's injury, COVID, what have you. So this is I got to give it up to Cam Akers. I mean, I feel like most guys would rehab and be like, hey, I'm looking for training camp in July of next year. This guy's been working his butt off to try and get back to play this season. That's pretty impressive.
No, it is, because remember, he tore it, or the tear of the Achilles happened back in July. And so honestly, I think what was great for him was that it did happen in July, to where he probably had a target date. And so his rehab was all about, I got to be ready for that target date. So he's working out for a purpose. Now, I say that because a guy like Chris Godwin, who's the receiver for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he tore his ACL last Sunday night playing against the New Orleans Saints. And now he has to wait until next season. So his rehab is going to be this whole entire offseason, where Cam Akers has missed this season, but he had a target date in mind. So he's working out like, I cannot wait for. So this probably is his Christmas gift, right? We're talking about the season's giving. He kept saying, I'm going to be ready for Christmas. I'm going to be ready for Christmas. Sean McVay kind of knew it. He alluded to it a couple months back, said, hey, don't hold your breath. You know, we may get Cam back. And obviously they got Cam back and he's practicing, man. That's big, because I know what guys go through, man. People don't understand. That's the hardest part that I have to see when it comes to injuries, that guys who have season ending injuries or season long injuries, it is such a difficult thing to watch them have to rehab and rehab every single day and not knowing if you'll get that opportunity. But Cam Akers will get that opportunity.
This is a crazy week too for the Rams. I mean, you play a game on Tuesday when it's normally your off day. And I know you talked about this earlier in the week when we were together, but your whole schedule gets thrown off. And so now this week you find yourself playing at the Minnesota Vikings, who are a very unpredictable team. You know, 1 week they might be able to throw the ball over the field and score a bunch of points, and the next week they may not look very good. So the last 3 weeks of the season, at the Vikings, at the Ravens, which we don't know what the Ravens are going to be because the last couple weeks they haven't been themselves, although they had a really good chance this past week to possibly beat the Green Bay Packers when they were down by 14 points and they came back. They decided to go for two yet again in the last second. They didn't get it. They wound up losing the game by one. But the Vikings, unpredictable. The Ravens, mm-hmm. we're not really sure who they're going to be. And then the 49ers, we're going to watch the 49ers here this afternoon. They're taking on the Tennessee Titans. So these last 3 weeks, who knows what's going to happen, but Rams have positioned themselves now with these last couple of wins. And, Kirk, we'll talk more about this as the afternoon goes on. Plus, I want to play for you coming up some audio from LeBron James, and I want you to tell me what you think about LeBron's reaction. This is post-game from just a couple of nights ago when they got smoked really badly by Phoenix. Now, they're going to play tonight against San Antonio, but I want you to hear this LeBron sound and tell me what you think, and I know we're going to open up the phones and let everybody get in. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. This is Sedano and Cap. Kirk Morrison is in today. This is 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
It's truly unbelievable. It really is. It's un-freaking believable that Mason and Ireland campaign for Mandy Awards. It's fine if they do it during Mason and Ireland. It's horrible if they're campaigning for Mandy Awards on Sedano and Cap. What is that, man?
Cap, I think you just need to record one because, mm-hmm. you know, we just have like a rotator and it just plays whatever's in there. So we'll just have you record one so that way theirs don't play during our show, okay?
All right. Yeah, it's a good idea. Because I know Mason and Ireland will be on in entirety Monday and Tuesday of next week. So I want to be on their airwaves campaigning for Mandy Awards for the Sedano and Cap show, for Laura, for Lindsay. The whole mishbucha is what I would like to do.
You know why, though, they have those running, right? Didn't we talk about this? They need the extra plug. That's why they keep doing it. Because George be plugging everything in every show. So it's okay. Lindsay nailed it. She said, we don't need to be doing all that. So she's right. We don't.
That's right. And let me tell you something. Based on what I saw on Twitter earlier, Kirk, I don't know if you follow Laura on Twitter, at UNEEQ underscore.
Thank you. Follow me.
The underscore.
Based on
the
Laura's underscore. Highlights in her hair, we win best hair at the station
by far.
I mean, you have just put us way over the top. I like the new do.
Thank you. It took a lot of convincing because I did not want to do it. I've been doing this whole natural hair thing, but my hairstylist was like, look, I have a vision for your hair and I want to make it come to life. And I said, you know what? What the? Let's do it. It's going to be a new year. Let's just go for it. And you know what? It's still new to me. I still see it. And I'm like, ugh. But everyone loves it. So you know what? It's okay. We'll see how it grows on me.
Is this a new year, new me?
It's always a new me.
You know how it is. Hashtag new year, new me, new do. Or hashtag new year, new number, who dis?
Oh, no. It's not like that. Okay. I just, you know, I feel like for me, I've really been on my curl journey because I used to straighten my hair a lot.
It's a journey.
Yeah, it's been a hair journey, man.
I got a question, Laura. What's up? I know I got to throw out the cap so I can hear this LeBron sound.
Take your time. You guys all take your time. It's the holidays. It's the day before Christmas Eve. I want everybody out there driving around to slow down and just chill out with us. Go ahead, Kirk Morrison. Have at it, man.
No, everything always has to be a journey nowadays, right?
Right.
Oh, it's my journey. It's my hair journey. Oh, I'm going. This is my coffee journey. Or this is what I'm doing. My new journey. My cryptocurrency journey.
What's a coffee journey?
Everything. Like everybody got a journey. Like this is just a new way of saying okay. I'm doing something new.
Well, the thing is, for me, like I have a few journeys, right? My weight loss journey was one of them, and I'm still currently on that. Mm-hmm. And then for me, like you know, I'm not gonna get into all the stuff about hair.
All the fans, fan journey?
No. Mm-hmm. It's just my hair has been a thing and like no one has curly hair in my family. So I used to always straighten it. I didn't like it and blah, 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 blah. You know, so now I'm like, I'm embracing that part of me that I really wasn't taught to embrace because my mom has super straight hair and no one had curly hair. So to me, it's like it was a big deal. It was a part of me. I was, you know, didn't know what to do with it. So learning how to deal with that, I'm like, it's a journey.
Okay.
It's expensive.
Okay.
Lindsay, here comes Lindsay. Come on,
it's
Lindsay.
It's a journey. It's a journey.
It's a journey.
Okay.
It's in style.
It's
That's
in
all.
Style. That's what it is. The
yeah,
in-style.
Everyone's like, I go on Instagram and you see all these girls that are like exactly what Laura's saying, like my curly hair journey, and they'll show like before and afters of their
right.
curly hair.
Well,
like I used to straighten my hair and I had a really bad curl pattern, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, this is
well,
not what I
Instagrammed
okay,
but the,
for.
But there's a lot to that. Like, I'm not trying to get into the whole like, I'm Latina, we didn't, you know, the natural hair wasn't a thing. You had to have straight hair. It's a whole thing that unfortunately, like, you can't understand. Ooh. Like, it just doesn't.
It's like, oh,
I have curly hair, naturally curly hair too.
Yeah, but there's a other part of that.
My nail journey. This is my nail journey.
You know.
My meditation journey.
I don't need to understand it.
Yeah.
Everybody just got a journey. So, you know, maybe I'm going my root canal journey.
I was just going to say.
Your root canal is a journey, Kurt.
You have a tooth journey.
I got a tooth journey. Wait till you hear my tooth journey. So, okay. Hashtag my journey.
Yep.
Okay, yeah. I got
That's the new thing.
No, it is. It's true. It is true. The word journey. Which, you know, used to just mean, for me anyway, Steve Perry and the band, you know. Now,
gotcha.
It is true. It's a good observation that everybody in the world is on some form of a journey. You know, this is my journey through college football. This is my journey through this profession. Everybody is on a journey. And another thing everybody's got is a platform. Everybody's got a different platform. Nobody even calls things other but what they used to be called. Everything's now a platform. So perhaps you're on a journey to find your own platform. I'm just throwing that out there.
Okay. A platform, a stage. I have a voice. You know, it's just a lot.
Tell you the journey I've been on here in the last couple of days. And Laura and Lindsay have been giving me a hard time about it, Kirk. I've been on a Christmas gift journey of some kind, you know?
Okay.
Been trying to find the right gift. And, you know, my girlfriend, you know, if you're in a relationship, you know, whether you're married or you're in the situation I'm in where you're divorced and you're in a new relationship, when somebody drops a hint on you of something that would make them happy during Christmas, you try and find a way to make that happen. And so my girlfriend dropped a hint on me that she wanted this license plate. I'm not even sure what to call it. It goes around the license plate, and it's got her. She wanted the town that she lives in. It's called Cardiff by the Sea, okay?
Oh,
this
oh,
is
yeah.
in South L.A., otherwise known as North San Diego County.
Right.
And she wanted this license plate that said Cardiff by the Sea. And I have been on a journey to find this. Now, Laura and Lindsay were like, hey, moron, have you heard of Amazon? And I'm like,
that.
I have heard of Amazon, but I'm a procrastinator, so I'm late to the party. So now I'm on a journey to find this gift. And let me tell you something, Kirk, it has been a journey because it has not been easy to find store to store. And now they're giving me a hard time. I'm like, what do you store? Who goes to stores?
I was going to say, well, don't they have like, okay, let's say time being of the essence here. Doesn't Cardiff by the Sea, assuming it's like got a little touristy area like all those little beach cities do, isn't there like a little strip mall or an area where they have, you know, souvenir stores or like a Wings?
It's so funny you say that because I actually tried to find just that. I googled you know, like gift stores Cardiff, and I found a couple, and there was this one place, I don't know, it was called like Queen Eileen. That was like the name of the store. So I call and they go, hey, and I'm like, hey, is this the Queen? And she's like, yeah, this is her. And I'm like, what's up, Queen? And I'm like, yo, I'm looking for these license plate things. You got them or what's up, Queen? And she's like, no, we don't have them right now, but you might call these people. So I called the next people. I'm like, hey, you guys got these? No, we don't have them. I went into a store. Everybody told me, no, you go to the store. They got them. I walked in. I asked people. They're like, never have seen them here. They said, go next door. They may have them. I went next door. The guy actually told me, we usually have them, but we can't get them because they come from China right now. And the whole thing that's going on with you know, supply chain, we can't get them. I have been on a journey to find one gift that is going to make a woman happy, and I have not been able to find it. So I'm on a gift journey. Where are you in your...
Wait, can I give you a suggestion real quick on your gift?
Please.
Buy it online, order it, print it out, and then take the picture that you printed out and wrap it up in a box and be like, I ordered it. It's just not here yet.
Okay. All right. This is a good idea. Kirk, where are you on your gift-getting journey for wife, fam, what have you?
It's looking like a real gift card-ish that Christmas, if that makes sense. Is that a word? Gift card-ish? That means, yeah, you're going to get a lot of gift cards this year, man.
Money. You good?
You know, hey, gift card, get what you need. Get what you want, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you think about it, because now you can now go to Amazon and then put in the actual gift card number I got you. Because that's what I learned, Scotty, is just not just get the gift card to, like, remember before when you grew up, like, everybody get you a gift card to Macy's or JCPenney's. And no, not no more. Just give them a little cash card. Say, hey, man, do what you want with it. Because you never know. You may need to go get some gas. You know, you may need to go stop at a coffee shop. You may be out to dinner. Whatever it may be. Whatever it is, guess what? It's on me. You know what I mean? To the limit of where we go. You know, and everybody's a pecking order of how much you can put on a cash card, you know? But, you know, that's what it is for me right now. Looking real gift card-ish and looking like really it's the thought that counts. You know, that's my motto. It is the thought that counts. Because I'm not, you know, I'm not doing that no more. I used to, you know, buy all these extravagant gifts. And it was like, no, you know, the best gifts that I got growing up was from my grandma. I always can count on my grandma. God rest her soul. Marguerite Howard. Love my grandma. Right. But you just knew when grandma, we used to call her Thermal instead of grandma. Because on Christmas, you knew you were going to get Thermal pajamas. You just knew. So it was like... We didn't even walk in. We would walk into her house on Christmas Day because everyone would go meet at my grandma's house. And we would walk in and say, Grandma, where my thermals at? And she was like, you already know, they ain't under the tree. And so the thing about it was every year you had to find your size because you start out with the small. The next year you go to medium, then you go to large, and then you actually, this is what happens because you actually exit out of thermals. Right. Once you become like for me, I exit out of thermals after 12 because I couldn't do it. Sorry, Grandma. They don't fit me no more. So you know what it came down to? Socks. That was next on the list. So we went from thermal pajamas to socks. So God rest my grandma's soul, man. I knew what I was getting from Grandma every Christmas. And it was like you had to act like you was hyped up. But, you know, it was like, hey, Grandma got them thermals. And you know what? I actually wore my thermals, too.
I bet you did.
Hey, every time I put a thermal on, by the way, I think of my grandma.
Hey, listen, I love thermals. I'll take thermal socks, by the way. Hey, I want to play for you what LeBron James said after the Phoenix game about assessing the Lakers. And I want to ask you and everybody who's listening, is LeBron right? We will get there next, but Karen Kay is ready to roll. It's Sedano and Cap on a Thursday afternoon. Kirk Morrison is in for George Sedano. Lindsay's in the house. Laura's here. And if you want to jump in, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Kirk, I told you I want to play some audio from LeBron. This is from the game against Phoenix. This was on, what is today? Today is Thursday. This was Tuesday. And I want you to hear it. But before we get there, let me grab one call because it sounds like we've hit a nerve with somebody who could use our help. Jose, jump in here. It's Sedano and Cap on 710. What's going on?
Cap, how you doing, Cap? It's a pleasure, man.
Pleasure's mine, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, but I'm in a similar dilemma. I still need to buy a gift for my wife's journey.
Okay. Got it. You're in that journey right now. You're in the
I'm in that journey, man. I'm on my way to where I always go to, but I need your suggestion, Cap. I need you to let me know what I got to do because you're the man, Cap. Let's go. Well,
if you think so, I mean, I'm here to help, my friend. So talk to me. What are we thinking about?
Well, of course, my go-to is always I go to Kohl's. You know, they got a jewelry section. That's like the modern Kmart. You know, you got a Kohl's. Mm-hmm. They got a nice little jewelry section. It's not too hard to apply for a credit card sometimes there. But, you know, I want to do something more than just that. I don't know. I need to think outside the box here, you know. We've been married 16 years, you know, 14. And, you know, I just want a suggestion. That's all, like something good. I want to wow my wife.
Okay. I've already got something in mind. Now, Kirk, I want you to get involved here. Laura and Lindsay, yeah. I'm here. You guys involved here too.
Okay.
What is our first thought about the jewelry section at Kohl's? What do we think here, ladies? Because it's going to require, you know, I mean, we're going to have to talk this thing out here with Jose, you know?
I mean, I would say they do have a nice selection. I bought jewelry from Kohl's before. I would say get her something that you know she likes instead of trying to do something like, see, my I like jewelry. My ex-boyfriend, his dad owned a jewelry store. So I would always get jewelry. And he would always buy me weird stuff like, well, you don't have anything like this, so I thought I'd buy you one. And I wanted to be like, well, I don't have anything like this because I don't really like to wear them. So stick with something classic that you know she's going to wear. Maybe that she can like swap it out with something else. That's my suggestion.
Okay. All right.
Cool. Thank you. Perfect.
All right. Laura, any feedback here?
I actually think what Lindsay said was great. Go with what she likes. Don't try to be extra with what you think she's going to like. So just make sure you cater to what she likes. And I think you're going to, even if it's not jewelry, like I think something that she likes or that she needs more than anything will go a long way.
Every woman could use like a pair of like small gold hoop earrings or some diamond studded earrings. That's studs. My suggestion.
Go.
I go with studs. Okay. I don't like hoops, so studs. Right.
Thus far, these are solid suggestions, but they're not... Yeah. In my opinion, they're not wow suggestions. They're good. They're solid.
They're definitely good, though. I appreciate the girl's opinion. You know, you got to hear from the other side, you know?
Right. Kirk, you're more of a gift card giver, so what do you say to Jose here?
No, I mean, I don't want to discourage my guy Jose, but I'll tell you this. I did do the whole jewelry situation, right? And you're like, okay, I get excited. You do jewelry because you think like, wow. I'm putting the time and the effort. I'm grabbing something. So it's from me that you're going to love.
Mm.
Well, I tried that. I did that. And my wife was like, wow, thank you. And then she took it back.
Yeah.
That's something that she wanted. And ever since then, I'm like, I'm done.
I've been there.
Because
they do
because
that.
Think
they,
about we do. This, Jose. We do. Think about this. I didn't put, you don't understand how hard it was to like pick it out. Like you're looking at it and you're trying to say, like, man, what's that going to look like on my wife, on my lady? You know what I'm saying? So you're like looking, you're right, like taking all these mental pictures, right?
And then y'all you give it too to much. Them,
and then all of a sudden they say, you know what? Thank you. Oh, I'm going to take it back. I just want to get something a little bit different, but thank you so much. So really, that's what I realized. It's just really just the thought that counts because at the end of the day, they're going to get what they want. Trust me.
Fire an Apple Watch. How about that?
No.
Well, okay, no. But see, Kirk, you nailed it. You said she was grateful, but she wanted what she wanted. Don't go extra like Lindsay said. Get her something that she's going to like, not that you think is going to look good on her.
Mm. All right, Jose, I'm going to go.
I'm ready.
I'm going to go in a completely different direction here, okay?
I'm scared for this.
Let's go, Cap. I'm waiting, Cap.
I'm going to think way outside the box here based on what I've heard, okay? You've been married 16 years, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
You got kids?
Yeah, we got four beautiful babies.
Aww.
Okay, how old are these kids?
Well, my son is 15, my daughter's 13, my other daughter's 8 years old, and I got an angel baby 2 years old up in heaven.
Okay, well, much love to you and your wife. How about...
Thank you, sir.
How about if we go... jewelry? Nice. You take the risk of what Kirk said, though, which is you get her something, she's grateful, but she really doesn't love it, so she's going to take it back, okay?
Okay.
What if we think way outside the box here, as a man who's been married for 16 years? What if, rather than going to Kohl's in the jewelry section, what if we go to the adult store?
Don't do that.
Please don't. Just family show.
Trust me on this. Because you want the wow gift. You don't want the, oh, that's nice gift. You want the, wow, where did you come up with that idea? And let's try it out right now kind of gift. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you, Cap. Man, I hope I still got a place to stay at after I give it.
No. You walk into the adult store. You explain to the person who's working there, you've been married 16 years, you have all these kids, you love your wife, but you're looking to spice things up, okay? And give me some
suggestions. Can I interrupt?
Yeah.
You don't do that.
You don't?
No. If you're going to do that type of gift or you guys want to get that type of thing, you guys go together.
Maybe for Valentine's.
No, van juntos. You guys go together.
My bad.
You guys go together. Trust.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Just go together.
All right, Jose.
That sounds like a good idea.
You're on a gift journey. We've given you some thoughts. Yes, we've given you some ideas. You've got the outrageous one, the wow gift that I'm coming up with. You know, you got the safe one that the ladies have given you, hoops and diamonds and whatever.
You get people divorced on Christmas, I see.
No way, man. I think I make marriages stronger.
Okay.
Hey, Cap.
Yo.
Hey, I just want to thank you guys so much, and I want to send one more shout out to my boy Duran. Hey, homie, Clippers suck, homie. Woo!
I hope you heard that, Duran. Thanks, Jose. Appreciate you, brother. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Merry Christmas. Laura, you don't like my idea, huh?
I didn't say I didn't like it. I just said you go together.
Oh, so you like the idea.
I didn't say all that either. I said we got to go to break.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, next, what you need to know. And yeah, we're going to hear what LeBron thinks. And I want to hear everybody's reaction to what LeBron said. And I want you to think about it. Is LeBron right? You'll hear it, and then you'll have an opinion immediately. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.